Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen, amma ba'ad fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there have been books whose title is just Salat ala Nabi, meaning salutations and durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that book, we find extensive literature in relation to the benefits of reciting Salat. And I will only like to mention one for the purpose of gaining blessings. And inshallah, like this, at the start of every program, we will listen to a certain narration as well. It has been stated in that book that when a person, he recites durood once upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies and blessings upon that individual. Subhanallah. Look at the status of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that me and you, when we recite salam and we recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for that. Allah ta'ala sends mercies upon us. Allah ta'ala sends blessings upon us. Allah ta'ala corrects our affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes difficulties from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our minor sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes hardship and difficulties from us by just us reciting durood once, us reciting salam once. And this is the blessing that when a person, he goes through a difficult stage in his life or he's going through some problems, one reason could be that Allah ta'ala has lessened his mercy upon that individual, maybe due to a corrupt activity he's doing, or maybe because he has distanced himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one way of gaining closeness to the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the means of reciting salam and durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can on a daily basis. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his whole life, every single day remembered us. Then it is only fair that we also remember him at every single moment of our life as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, in which we talk about the different aspects, the different stages of the Anbiya and Rusul and their lives and what they went through and their stories and what we can gain from those. And it is only fair that we go in chronological order and we start with the first ever man, the first ever prophet, the first ever human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. I'm sure majority of you have guessed who I'm referring to. I'm referring to no other than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. He is the first physical prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the first prophet to be created in the shape of a human. And the Quran at various stages talks about this story. Most specifically, there are 7 chapters or portions in those chapters in which the story of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam is mentioned in detail. So for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Bani Israel, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Taha, and Surah Al-Sad, in these chapters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in detail about the story of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before creating Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he addressed the angels, and all the angels which were in front of Allah ta'ala, which were present, Allah ta'ala consulted them. And Allah ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and O beloved, recall when your Lord said to the angels, I am to appoint my Khalifa on the earth. To which the angels replied, translation from Kanzul Iman: will you appoint such a Khalifa who will cause mischief and bloodshed therein. And whilst we praise you and we glorify you and we sanctify you, نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, that we sanctify you and we praise you, that Ya Allah, are you going to place such a representative, such a khalifa who is going to cause bloodshed and who is going to cause mischief? Now remember, there's a few misconceptions here and we need to clarify those. The first one is that the angels, they did not object to the command of Allah Ta'ala. They did not object, as we said, did not go against it, but rather they wanted to know some of the wisdoms and the reasons behind Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala making this decision. Why? Why did the angels say that they will cause bloodshed and they will cause mischief? This is not referring to Adam alayhi salam. This is not referring to the Prophet. Why? Because like we spoke previously, a Prophet is ma'soom. He does not have the ability to do wrong. He does not have the ability to commit a sin. So what the scholars, the Mufassireen, have derived from this ayah is that the angels were actually referring to the jinnat. Why? Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when made this earth before He created Adam, and He placed a lot of jinnat upon this earth. When the jinn creation was upon this earth, they started off with worshipping Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with doing good, but slowly with time they started to become corrupt. They started to become mischievous, they started to bloodshed, they started to do wrong, they started to harm each other. That, because of that, the angel asked Allah that, Ya Allah, that are you going to place somebody who is going to be mischievous, bloodshed? To which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala replied, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He said, I know what you know not. Meaning Allah Ta'ala says that, I know what you do not know. I have more knowledge. I am more optimal in my decisions. I know what I am doing. And this was enough of a statement for the angels to know that whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is doing is undoubtedly the truth. And we are not to even question the power and the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now somebody could say, what is the reason that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would place a representative, would place a khalifa upon this earth? And the reason is because of me and you. Yes, the reason is me and you, because we are not able, we do not have the power, we do not have the capability to directly get commands from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We do not have the power or the capability to come into direct communication or interact with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala chooses specific, special people to which He gives His message, and they go on and pass this message to the humankind. And the first of these people was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now remember, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam may have been the first physical Prophet to have been placed upon this earth. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his prophethood. And the Messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that I was a prophet when Adam was between soul and body. That even when Adam had not been created fully, I was a prophet at that time. So what we know from this is that the first person to be given prophethood, that the first individual to be given the blessing of Nabuwa, was indeed our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is another reason that he has superiority upon the other prophets. Why? Because he was the first. He was the first, but he came last. And there are wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we will talk about these wisdoms as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the knowledge of a lot of things. Allah Ta'ala granted superiority to Adam over the angels because of ilm. Why? Because the scholars write that there are 18,000 alims. When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises to Allah, the Lord of the universes, the scholars have written that there are over 18,000 universes. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam knew the name of all of these. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam knew the name of every angel. There are certain words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the first one being Khalifa, the second one being Adam, the third one being Bashar, and the fourth one being Insan. In terms of him being the deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him being a representative, Allah ta'ala refers to him as a khalifa. In terms of his physical appearance and the formation of his skin, he is called Bashar. And in terms of his true nature and essence, he is called insan. You might also come to realize that the word Adami, that the word Adami comes from Adam. The descendants of Adam are known as Adami. And the one name of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is Abul Bashar, that the father of mankind, the father of the humankind. Why? Because he was the first man to be created. He was the reason that the progeny went and there is so many people upon this earth. He is the number one father. He is, if we were to deduct and go back into our lineages, into our generations, we will come to a point when there was only Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam upon this earth. Hence, he is known as the father of universe. He is known as the father of mankind. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام, his soil was taken from this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel upon this earth. When Jibreel came upon this earth and he said that I have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take soil from here. When the earth heard this, the earth said that I seek refuge with Allah. That forgive me, excuse me, I seek refuge with Allah that any piece of me be taken from me, that anything is lessened from me. And when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he went back to his Lord. And when Allah Ta'ala witnessed this, he sent Mika'il, the second angel, to go down into the earth to get soil. When he came down, the earth made the same request that I seek refuge in Allah that anything may be lessened from me. So Mika'il went back as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Israel alayhi salam, and when he came upon this earth and the earth, he made the same excuse. He said, I seek refuge in Allah that anything may be detected from me. To which Sayyidina Israel replied, I seek refuge in Allah from returning without implementing his command. Meaning that I do not find it suitable that I go back to my Rabb, I go back to my Lord, I go back to my King without fulfilling his command. So Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, he placed his hand upon this earth. And when he placed his hand upon this earth, all the particles of the upper layer of earth were gathered into his hand, which he brought back to the heavens, and Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. This is why we have people of different color. We have people of different nature. We have people of different complexes. Why? Because upon this earth, there is soil of different color. Upon this earth, the nature of soil is different. Some soil is hard, some soil is soft, some soil is barren, some soil can produce. In the same way, some people are hard, some people are soft, some people have a dry personality, some people have certain things in their personalities, because the soil which a person is made from, that soil has an effect on his body. So this is why in Islam, there is no racism. Why? Because in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first man, Abul Bashar, the father of humankind, the father of mankind, he was created from every single part of the earth. The upper layer of earth, he was created from that. So he has a part of everyone in him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now, when the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his idol has been created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the soul to be blown into him. So Jibreel, he blew a soul into Adam and the soul traveled up him. And when it came to his throat, he sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah, that he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Allah. And the beauty of this dhikr, the beauty of this supplication, Alhamdulillah, is that it was the first thing to come out of the mouth of Adam. One of the first things he said was Alhamdulillah, meaning Allah taught him to say these words. This is why they have such a high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught the names of things to Adam. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Allah Almighty taught the names of all things to Adam, telling him something, making that implement. Let me give you a very simple example. That normally, when the scholars or the ulama or the muballighin, they deliver a speech on the time of Friday or in gatherings, you only take a small percentage of that back with you. But if that same lesson is taught to a student, he will remember it for the rest of his life. And this is the difference between taught and hearing something or a speech happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words allama, that Allah taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala taught him, Allah ta'ala instilled it inside his heart. And this is one of the reasons that scholars say that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is given superiority over the angels. One of the reasons Allah ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam is because of the knowledge he possesses. The knowledge which was in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was of such significance that Allah ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate to him. And it is a very beautiful point of aqidah which can be derived from this, that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he is in a stage where his body is made, yet the earth has not advanced, the earth has not developed or been so modernized that there are other things which Adam already knew the names of. Meaning Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in his early days had the knowledge of ghaib. He has the knowledge of the unseen, those things which were not created, those things which were not present there. He already knew the names of those things. And if this is the status of a prophet, then what would be the status of the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last of the prophets? And this is why Islam focuses and tells Muslims to learn knowledge. Why? Because when a person has knowledge, he is superior. When a person has knowledge, then he is able to recognize his Lord. Remember, a person who does not have knowledge, he was not able to recognize his Lord. Whereas a person who has knowledge is able to recognize his Lord. A person might say that, oh, I do a lot of good deeds, but how do you know your good deeds are being performed in the correct manner? A person might say that I don't commit sins. How do you know you're protecting yourself from sin if you do not have the knowledge of it? A story comes into mind that there was a saint and he was going with his son, and it was the time of the Tahajjud. And the son says to the father, oh father, how weird it is that all these people are sleeping at the time of the Tahajjud and I am awake and I'm praying Tahajjud. And the father replied, it would have been better if you stayed asleep as well. Meaning you to think you are better than somebody because you pray Tahajjud. Tahajjud is a great action, it is a great ibadah. But even if you do not have true knowledge over the spiritual inner diseases, then those ibadat which you do can be spoilt as well. So this is why the father said to him that it would have been better if you stayed asleep, meaning for you to think you're better than somebody. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, shaitan, he came around the body of Adam. And what does he see? He sees that there is an empty void in the stomach of Adam. Meaning our stomachs are empty and we fill it up with food. When Shaitan seen this, he realized that this is the way for me to tempt these people. Because there is a void in there. And because Shaitan had ilm, at one point he was mu'allimul malakut, he was the teachers of the angels. So when he seen that Sayyidina Adam's stomach is empty, then he knew that this is one way I can attack the people. That when I fill their bellies with food, when I fill their bellies with desires, then they will fall off the right path and they will commit in sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, he commanded the angels to prostrate to him. Allah ta'ala told the angels, he commanded to the angels that do sajda to Adam. So all the angels, they prostrated, they did sujood to Adam alayhi salam except one. He was not an angel, he was a jinn. And he was shaitan. And he was shaitan, and he did not prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And when he was asked to the reason why he did not prostrate, he said that I am made from fire and he is made from soil. I am better than him. How can I prostrate to something I am superior to? How can I prostrate to something when I am made of fire and he is made of soil? So that takabbur, that arrogance which entered his heart, made him be rejected in the court of Allah. And now this is the point in history. This is this pivotal point in the timeline where the shaitan gets rejected. And up until now and the day of judgment, he has become an enemy of the people who believe. He has promised to misguide the people as much as he wants. And the scholars, they also write a very beautiful point here as well. They say that today we blame shaitan for misguiding us. We blame shaitan for putting waswasas in our head. We blame shaitan for our wrongdoings. But who would shaitan blame for his wrongdoing? Who does shaitan point his finger to and says, that is the reason I was misguided. That was the reason I did such and such a thing. And the scholars say that shaitan misguides people, but the most dangerous enemy of a person is his nafs. is his inner self. Why? Because shaitan did not do what he did because of another shaitan, but he did what he did because of his nafs, because of his inner desire. So when a person, he controls and he masters his nafs, his inner self, then he has started to walk on the levels of piety, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him closer to himself only when a person has conquered himself. So that was the point, that was the turning point in which shaitan was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not have enough time in this one episode to be able to cover the different aspects of the life of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. We are yet to talk about the story of Adam alayhi salam being in paradise, Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu anha being created. And one beautiful thing to remember, that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he paid mahr. He gave some sort of a gift to his wife. What is that gift? We will find out in our next episode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who learn and understand the lives of the Prophet. And may Allah ta'ala protect us from kibr, from takabbur, from arrogance. And may Allah protect us from the tools and the attempts of shaitan. Ameen bijahi nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.